Hello and welcome to an incredible edition of Now Playing. I'm Arnie and Arnie Smash.
I'm She-Hulk.
You know she's a lawyer.
Is she?
She really is.
I didn't know that.
A very promiscuous lawyer.
Promiscuous?
Yes. When she became gamma irradiated, she also became a little morally loose.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, let's talk about the main attraction that we're here to talk about.
The Incredible Hulk. Not to be confused with just Hulk.
Which was a terrible, terrible movie.
I like to call it, you know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Hulk. This movie is one of the many hotly anticipated comic book movies of the summer. We have Wanted, we have The Dark Knight, we have Hancock, we have The Incredible Hulk, and of course, the already reviewed by us, Iron Man.
But really, what can live up to Iron Man? Let's be honest.
The Incredible Hulk is, in case you have never seen the TV series, the story of Bruce Banner, a man who irradiated himself and finds when he's angry, he turns into a 10-foot, very strong green Goliath. Kind of like the Jolly Green Giant, minus the Jolly and the peas.
But he irradiated himself for a reason. He was studying aggression and superhuman strength and trying to make himself stronger when he got the gamma radiation and it caused him to go all Hulk-like.
Yes. In this movie, we start with Bruce Banner hiding out in Rio.
Now, this time, he's played by Edward Norton, which I think is a much better fit.
First rule of Incredible Hulk is you don't talk about Incredible Hulk.
Exactly. Norton has that Bill Bixby-ish kind of air about him.
Kind of the moralistic sadness.
Yeah.
Kind of the sad eyes and the deep soul.
Whereas Eric Bana just has no soul and no emotion and no acting skills.
No. He's kind of a blank slate.
Whereas he is, yeah.
Norton, you feel like that man's seen some trouble. He probably hasn't. He's just a good actor. But he always comes across as a little bit deeper.
Feel his pain.
The Hulk this time is played by a computer.
It again is a CGI Hulk. I'm not a big fan of the CGI Hulk. It doesn't look right. They don't have the movements down yet. It's just wrong.
We were discussing on the way out of this movie CGI throughout film history. I mean, of course, I think the two big films that started it were The Abyss and Terminator, and then Jurassic Park really brought it into the mainstream.
But Jurassic Park looks good.
Jurassic Park does look good. When you look at CGI throughout history, there are some notable characters. I think Jar Jar Binks is a notable character.
Yes.
I would say General Grievous from 2005's Star Wars Revenge of the Sith is a notable creature. The Hulk from the first Hulk movie is one of those notable creatures. The problem is, for whatever reason, General Grievous looked far more realistic and felt more there than the Hulk did. I'm not sure why, but I think it's a thing of physics. General Grievous was a very, you know, lightweight robot. The Hulk is supposed to have mass and be huge and heavy. And when he moves, he doesn't move like a huge, heavy thing.
Mm-mm.
And when he picks up cars, I mean, I realize they're supposed to be like me picking up a can of soda. There's not supposed to be a struggle. But you just don't feel like the car he's picking up is real. It doesn't sound like a real car with the effects. It doesn't look like a real car on screen.
I don't know why they just can't do it right and get someone like Lou Ferrigno to play the Hulk and make it all better. Because no one likes a CGI Hulk.
That's true. If they could take John Rhys-Davies and the other actors in Lord of the Rings movies and make them really small, if Hulk has to be 10 feet tall, why can't you just take a guy who's proportioned right and just make him bigger rather than completely CG it? I'm not opposed to CG. I'm only opposed to bad CG, like Anaconda, the movie CG.
Yeah, that was bad.
And I can buy it more when CG is something like Battlestar Galactica, the TV series with the ships in space, where it's all CG and it's just ships. But you try to put a CG creature in downtown New York, Toronto, because it's cheaper to film there, then it just doesn't work for me. And it takes me out of the movie.
Yeah, every time the Hulk would show up, it's kind of like, oh, man, I lost interest. The fights weren't good because the physics are all off.
Iron Man was CGI for much of it, but it didn't have this
feel. I mean, he
feel.
Didn't have that suit?
For some scenes, he did. But for some scenes, I mean, it was CGI.
But it was good.
It was good CGI, which means that either Hulk was made a little too fast or a little too cheaply. Now, let's get beyond the effects, because a movie with bad effects can still work if it has a good story, like the original Star Wars. The story here, there wasn't a whole lot of it, honestly.
No, it was, he's hiding out, his girlfriend's dad's looking for him, because his girlfriend's dad's in the military, his girlfriend was the scientist he was working with, and he's just on the run.
Yeah, and he is the MacGuffin, you know, the MacGuffin being the thing everybody's after. Well, everybody's after him. but he's after the cure so that he can no longer Hulk out. And he's chatting with a mysterious Mr. Blue who claims to have the cure to his problem. And so he's trying to get the data from when he turned into the Hulk originally from the military and then get to Mr. Blue to get a cure. Meanwhile, the military is just trying to grab him because they want him as a weapon and they want to replicate him. Then you've got Tim Roth, who's playing a British soldier who's been brought in to help capture the Hulk. And General Ross, played by William Hurt, played fabulously by William Hurt. I think the best performance in that movie goes to him. Tim Roth was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about William
Hurt. No, Tim Roth was British.
Yeah.
And he's working for William Hurt. And they start injecting him with the super soldier serum to make him more than human.
It's a serum.
Serum?
Okay. Yes, that's serum.
Super soldier serum. I'm not going to spoil the plot. By the end of the movie, though, he does turn into the Abomination. If you've seen a trailer for the film, I think you know this is coming. And then you have a big CGI
thing.
Knockdown, drag-out brawl.
Yeah, not all that good.
It was pretty good. There were moments of goodness. I'm sorry, when the Hulk used a police car like boxing gloves, that was really cool. Police car boxing gloves. That's just badass. But mostly it suffered a little bit from the Transformers problem of too many close-ups where you couldn't quite tell what was happening. You just saw CG things flutter on the screen. Now, this movie has infamously had 50 or 70 minutes cut, depending on what you read. And I think that's why this story moves along so damn quick. It does not pause to take a breath. He's in Rio. He's on campus. He's in New York. There's a big fight. It's just go, 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 go. I think that works for this movie, though, because honestly, the acting isn't all there.
No, I thought Edward Norton would be better.
He kind of phoned it in. Tim Roth was good. William Hurt is good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Liv Tyler playing the love interest, Betty Ross. I always get that confused with Betsy Ross, but no, Liv Tyler did not sew the American flag. First of all, Liv Tyler's had some bad plastic surgery. Let's just get that out on the table. She looked worse than the CGI Hulk, but she didn't ruin the movie. Her acting was on par with those around her. Although somebody get that girl an asthma inhaler. I read this and now I just can't stop thinking about it. She always talks like she's out of breath. I think the movie was fine. I think it was better than the Fantastic Four movies. It was more fun, more action-packed, but there just wasn't a whole lot of story. It was pretty rote. I'd say, you know, it was about a B if I were grading the movies, a B to a B minus.
I gave it a C because I did not like the CGI Hulk. And I wanted more. Now, it had some good cameos. We, of course, had Stan Lee.
Yes.
In a great cameo. We had Bill Bixby in a cameo, however, you're like, wait, he's dead. Well, he is, but we're not going to explain it because we'd be giving something away. But it's really cool how they incorporated Bill Bixby into the movie. And then, of course, they did give Lou Ferrigno a cameo, which I think is awesome.
It was a great cameo, too.
It was a good cameo.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And having met Lou just at a con, he's a fun guy. Little intimidating, but a fun guy.
No, he scared the crap out of me. He's not a fun guy.
He likes to joke. He was good on King of Queens.
Yeah, he was Arthur Foil. But if you're a big fan of Hulk, you might want to go see it. If you're I don't know that you would enjoy it.
I think in any other year, this movie would really be phenomenal, but it's got some incredible competition because Iron Man just rocked in every regard. And for those of you more arty, dare I say, pretentious folk, you've got The Dark Knight, which is going to be your arty slash pretentious superhero film. Then we've got Will Smith coming as Funny Hancock on July 4th. Hulk is probably, you know, it's got some big superhero competition this summer. And so that kind of hurts it.
But it's better than the first Hulk, which I only watched like 20 minutes of and decided it was crap.
It definitely fixed what the first one did wrong. This one is balls to the wall action. You have Hulk within the opening credits. You have Hulk within the first 10 minutes of the film. It's all Hulk. Edward Norton didn't have a whole lot to do. He probably had a lot more to do in that 70 cut minutes. I'd say, you know, see this movie if you like Hulk, if you like comic book movies. There are some great references to other Marvel Comics characters. Captain America is referenced because of the Super Soldier Serum. And,
well, you get Tony Stark.
Yeah, not to give anything away. I think everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. shows up at the end, and here's how I will compare and contrast the scene at the end of Iron Man to the scene at the end of the Hulk. The scene at the end of Iron Man was a cherry atop a delicious sundae full of whipped cream, nuts, and chocolate syrup. The scene at the end of Hulk with Tony Stark was the single best scene in the Hulk.
Definitely it was. I think that was probably the best scene.
Truth is, I've been reading, and, you know, I like the Hulk as a comic book character, but he's not a very interesting character.
No.
He kind of just smashes and runs. They did some great face work with the CG. His Hulk looked sad and kind of, all right, Hulk has to fight kind of thing. But really, I had always said I was going to wait to see movies on Blu-ray now because I've got the home theater set up. This movie could have waited for Blu-ray.
It could have.
Now, Jacob, host of our sister podcast, Comicpocalypse, talking all about comic books, had a different opinion of the Hulk. And if you want to hear his review, check it out at comicpocalypse.com. Well, I think that wraps up our So-So Hulk review, not So Incredible Hulk, and we will be back next time on Now Playing. Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.